So it was announced last week. Attorney General Jeff Landry made the announcement. I hear it is from the press release. Fighting to bring relief to Louisiana patients struggling with diabetes, Attorney General Jeff Landry has filed a lawsuit against drug manufacturers and the pharmacy benefit managers, a.k.a. PBMs, who have raised the prescription costs of insulin. Joining us now to talk about this is the Attorney General, Jeff Landry. Attorney General Landry, welcome back. It's been too long.
Brian, you were there, too. Thank you for coming to the press conference. It was great to see you.
Well, I mean, you held the press conference just a few blocks away, so, you know, the show's over at 9. I was able to scooch on over there, which packed house for this one. This is going to garner a lot of attention. This is something that affects a lot of Louisianans.
Oh, it does. It does. It affects everyone. And look, I've had just about enough of my fill. I've watched this. You know, we've been working real hard to try to lower the price of prescription drugs for all Louisianians over the 7 years that I've been the Attorney General. Over about 6 months ago, we filed litigation against OptumRx, one of the PBMs in the Medicaid system, for basically, we believe, defrauding the system of over $1 billion in raising the price of prescription drugs in that program. And then, like you said, last week, we took on insulin. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to recognize, you know, there were some questions that I had. So, well, you know, we're seeing drug manufacturers around the country now all of a sudden claiming they're going to make insulin available for like $35, $45. They're going to lower the price. And that's true. And it's a good first start, but it's important to let you know that they're not being actually truthful. They're not lowering the cost in the Medicaid program and the Medicare program. They're still having to pay the PBMs, basically a fee above and beyond the price that they're charging private insured for that $35, $45. The system is broken, Brian.
Yeah.
It is literally broken. We've got these middlemen, which are called PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers, so everybody understands this. They're like in the middle.
Yeah.
They were designed some 20 years ago to lower the cost of prescription drugs. I don't think anybody believes that over the last 20 years, prescription drugs have gone lower, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back 20 years ago, there were about 30-something of these PBMs around the country. Today, they're consolidated into 3. And the price of insulin has increased 1,000% since then. And we believe what they're doing is wrong and illegal. And that's why we take it into court.
Attorney General Jeff Landry is our guest. Okay, so you mentioned one of the manufacturers that are looking to lower prices as being part of the equation. But Attorney General Landry, I couldn't help but notice in the lawsuit was Sanofi and Novo Nordisk. Eli Lilly was the manufacturer, came out saying they were voluntarily lowering prices. Their name wasn't mentioned in the lawsuit. Is there room here? Because I know the lawsuit's probably going to get bigger when it comes to the PBM end of this and the other areas of the supply chain. But it's got to start with the manufacturer. Was there a reason Eli Lilly wasn't mentioned? Are they doing right to begin with?
Well, we're working with them. They were one of the first manufacturers that came to us as we were starting to prepare this litigation, trying to convince them, hey, listen, we've got to do something with lowering the prescription price of insulin. Mm-hmm. And so they came to the table and they started working with us. And because of that, we decided not to include them in the suit. However, we reserve the right to bring them into the suit if we're not able to get what we want out of them. But we're hopeful they're going to help us ultimately bring everyone to heel in lowering the price of insulin in the state of Louisiana.
We're talking with Attorney General Jeff Landry about getting insulin prices lowered. And this is about suing those that are involved in the supply chain into this, that everybody's got their everybody gets their taste along the way before it gets to you, the diabetic in Louisiana. Attorney General Landry used a word a couple of times during the press conference that really set off all the alarms for me. Price gouging is one thing. You used the word collusion. That means getting together on numerous levels, backdoor deals. When you say the system's broken, it's quite possible this is exactly what they want the system to be, so it's running just fine for them. How does it get to the level of collusion?
Well, what I said was is that the manufacturers are either colluding or being complicit. I think that's exactly what I said, but you're right. I think that what you find, if the American people and certain Louisianians out there understood this complicated network of pricing that's been built inside of the healthcare system when it comes to prescription drugs, what you'll find is that there's this circle where the drug is manufactured, ready to be sold, ready to be used, and then these middlemen come out there and they create this pricing scheme that says this is how much we're going to sell the drug to insurers, Medicaid, Medicare, and they inflate that price, sometimes up to 1,000%. And then there's these, they call it rebates. I call it kickbacks. Ooh, they don't like what we're talking about, but it's exactly what this is. It's like a money laundering scheme. And so the only thing you could think of is that there is collusion in order to create this scheme that that actually brings money back to the manufacturers in the form of profits, right? Mm-hmm. So they tell the PBMs here, this is what we want to sell it to, and we got a profit built into that. And then you go out there and you mark it up, and you can keep raising that price. But if you're going to keep raising that price, you've got to give us a piece of that profit. Well, why don't we just take the middleman out, right?
Yeah.
And then we deal directly with the manufacturers, and then the price goes down. That's what happens everywhere else in the world. It's why Americans who travel, say, to Canada or Mexico or whatever, find that drugs are cheaper there. That's exactly why. It's ridiculous.
Does this open up a Pandora's box, though? Because when you're talking prescription drugs, you're talking about things that have different effects on our health on numerous levels. Insulin is just one tiny piece of a multi-thousand-piece puzzle here. Is there a way to back just insulin out of this and leave everything else to its own, you know, business model, I guess you could say?
I don't know, bro. I mean, I don't think anybody believes that the overall cost of prescription drugs as a whole are going down. Yeah. I think that ultimately this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, and we disrupt the system so that we bring the overall cost of prescription drugs down. I don't know that you can part and parcel it, but that's what we've done here is we've kind of said, look, we've keyed in on insulin. We've seen it rise 1,000%. We think it's problematic. We've gone through the regulations. We think that they're breaking those regs in the government's policy. And we say, look, we're going to hold you accountable.
Yeah. Attorney General Jeff Landry is our guest. We're talking about lowering insulin prices. Okay, Attorney General Landry, let's walk down the path here. Let's just say you are successful from jump, okay? Let's say you win the lawsuit. The lawsuit can prevent them from doing what they're currently doing. How do you build out the new system to where there is no gap in coverage or gap in providing for those that need the insulin in the meanwhile? Is there going to be a time where they say, okay, what we're doing is broken, now let's work to fix it? Or is this going to be there won't be any kind of delay there?
Well, look, I think that our elected officials, certainly we're getting a new governor, right? We got a new legislature coming in. I think that we work with members of Congress as well to ensure that we don't create this middleman system that allows prescription drug prices to continue to rise. We allow the market to actually work. Because, look, you said something that just caught my attention. You said, well, how do you make sure that insulin patients still are able to access insulin? There is no problem with the supply of insulin in the country.
Right.
Okay? You normally see prices rise when either demand outpaces supply, correct? That's what – but when supply is equal to demand, prices become stable. That's the problem, Brian. There's no supply problem of insulin in this country, but yet prices have increased by 1,000%. It means the market, the system is broken and the free market is actually not working.
Say that part again, because that is not hyperbole. That is not an elected official speaking like on a stump speech here just to raise awareness. That is an actual number. Prices have gone up by what?
1,000%. 1,000%. The supply is not, it's not a supply problem. Okay. There are people skimming off of the system, and the government is allowing it. Look, right here in Baton Rouge, they're arguing this right now in the Capitol. Yeah. A PBM contract for all public employees and retirees in the public system. We're going to let this PBM contract is going to cost the state $40 million more. It's going to put independent pharmacists out of business. And yet, you know, we're just rolling through it, just letting it happen. And then we look up and we're like, well, why is the cost of health care so much? Why is the cost of our health insurance so much? Why? Because of these types of activities. Because we allow people to just basically monopolize and to control the system. That's not the American way.
And this leads us to a bigger discussion about once the government gets involved, prices going through the roof, and we don't have to look at it on a day-to-day basis. Out of sight, out of mind, baby. Look at higher education. Look at the – we're not going to walk down that path today, though, because that's too much.
We ain't got enough time, Brian, but no. Listen, I would love to. I mean, we can do it. We can do, like, segments.
We can.
We can just break it into segments.
Well, and let's set that back up again. You used to come on monthly, and we got to hit a little break in that action. It's time to get back down to it. In the meanwhile, do we have a timeline on this particular case? Do we know when and where it will be heard?
It's going to be heard right there, here in Baton Rouge. I don't know what judge we actually drew. Maybe we drew Judge one of the Judge Johnsons. Look, this is not going to happen overnight. Yeah, the law of averages. Yeah, this is not going to happen overnight. As you know, the wheels of justice move slow, but we're going to be determined. We're going to be relentless. And we're going to make sure that we see this case all the way through.
He is Attorney General Jeff Landry. We will stay on it and be in touch with you in the very near future. Appreciate your time.
Take care, Brian. You